Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 3, starting a new section that we've been titled Imitate, Note, and Stand, where he's going to discuss some of these principles that he's, you know, been emphasizing throughout the book before we get into chapter 4 and start making some specific application here. Today, we're going to look at verses 16 and 17 of chapter 3 that says this, "However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained. Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us."
Okay, so the us in verse 16, "let us hold true," would be the us of verse 15, those of us who are spiritually mature. So those of us who are spiritually mature, let's hold true to what we have attained. In other words, live by the standard, the guidelines that we have received. It kind of reminds you of what he said back up in verse 2, about looking out for the dogs and the evildoers and those who mutilate the flesh. Why would you live by their standard? Let's go by what we've been taught, what the truth is. That's what we ought to really follow. That's the pattern that we ought to go by.
Yeah, and it's important to remember as we get here, he says, "Let us keep living by that same standard which we've attained." He's still writing to a church here of baptized believers that should have all, you know, accepted this standard, that one that you know, we're already supposed to be imitators of Christ and one that's following his example. And so he says, "Let us keep living by the standard to which we have obtained attained." There's a point in which, you know, if you're a Christian, what that means is that you're a Christ follower, you're his disciple, and so you're a learner of his. And so he says, you have this standard by which you are to live by. That doesn't mean you're going to, you know, execute that flawlessly 100% of the time, but you have this standard, and so keep living by that. Don't take shortcuts in that regard.
Yeah, and the idea of verse 17, keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. Join in imitating me. Keep your eyes on, you know, this idea of how you're walking, the life we're living. It's the word translated walk. I guess yours is walk too in verse 17. Those who walk according to the example.
Join in following my example. Oh, yeah, walk according to the pattern. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that word walk is a military word. It had to do with marching in line, orderly and deliberately. And so if you're going to pursue the goal, if you're going to achieve the prize, then you've got to walk by the right standard. And that standard is the word. And there are people that you should surround yourself with that are good examples for you. The examples that are pursuing Christ first and foremost in their life, that those are the ones you need to follow in this regard. Follow others that are living the way that they should. And notice he uses these words like pattern and example and model and imitate all through this text. It's similar words to what he used like in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 that has this idea of you see a pattern before you and you're following in the steps, or you're fitting the pattern that is set because you see there, kind of like Paul would say, follow me as I follow Christ.
It's right.
They have the right focus and priorities and making the right life. We need to surround ourselves with those people and follow that. imitate along with, be a fellow imitator is really the idea here that he's saying, because I'm imitating Christ, so you imitate him along with me.
Yeah, and he's throughout this book, he's already given them so many examples of guys that they can and should be imitating with. And so this may be, if nothing else, kind of an application of, you know, the last couple chapters of the book of, you know, I've been talking about myself. I've been talking about Christ. I've been talking about Timothy and Epaphroditus and these guys that I want you to, he tells them, you know, hold these men in high regard. And so these guys are examples. And so he says, follow that same pattern that you have in us. There's a common theme, obviously, that runs through this book, in that each one of these men that we've been talking about, Paul says, including myself, are ones that put others before self. And so he says, notice the pattern here. notice the common thread that we've been chasing of explaining how all these guys are humble guys, and continue following that pattern that you've seen us been talking about through here.
Yeah, and so since now we've given you these examples, now follow them.
Yeah.
And we need to do that in our lives. We need to surround ourselves with those people that we can imitate, that are imitating Jesus. But we need to then follow their example. It's not enough just to assemble with the saints. You know, we need to pattern our lives like saints do, you know. And so, again, I think that's the point that he's making here. As we talked about from our introductory lessons in Philippians, this is not just a random book of love and joy with a congregation with no problems.
There's nothing going wrong.
There's a pattern that you're not following. And if we're going to be spiritually mature, there is something you need to do. What is that something? Follow these examples of putting others before self. And again, when we get to chapter 4, he's going to be very specific about the situation that's going on.
Yeah, so this is more of where the rubber's meeting the road here. We've talked about a lot of principles. It may be beating a dead horse at this point of talking about having this attitude and setting your minds and putting others before self. So many things that we've repeated as we've gone through this book, but it's because Paul has repeated them so much, and so there's obviously an emphasis here that he's placing on here, and so he's going to continue to point out these ideas, and we're going to see how that this is applying to the Philippian church specifically here in the next few verses. We will continue to explore this application and see what is in store for us through the rest of the book of Philippians. But for today, we will focus on imitating these people, having this idea of unity and humility, and imitating Christ as so many of these men have, that we should be imitators of Christ as well. We'll continue that study next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.